The train pulled into the junction around 10:30 a.m. and was greeted by a crowd of adoring schoolchildren, retired railroad workers, as well as locomotive history enthusiasts. This was the first time the number 844 steam engine, the last one purchased for Union Pacific, has stopped in Cache Valley in 20 years. Justin Jacobs, a spokesman with Union Pacific, says that Cache Junction is just one stop that the engine will make during its journey through Utah and surrounding states.
We have number 844 out here making what at the end of it will be an 11-day trek basically from Cheyenne, Wyoming up to Boise, Idaho for Depot Day and then back down through all these communities on its way back to Cheyenne with a stop first in Ogden later tonight. It's just really exciting to get it back out here on the rails and just to be able to enjoy with these communities all through, you know, Wyoming, Idaho, and Utah.
Number 844 was built in 1944 and has a 23,500-gallon boiler water capacity. Engines like number 844 were quickly replaced with the introduction of diesel locomotives. Locomotive engineer Ed Dickens says that for many, no other type of train captures the imagination quite like steam engines.
The younger generation today that doesn't know a real steam locomotive, they've seen animated versions, they've seen various TV productions, and so to see and actually hear one and see it operate is something that's really special for the kids. Those that remember steam locomotives in that generation is up in their 70s, 80s, and older. The whistle is something that you don't hear every day. You look around, there's a tear in the eye here and there, and that's that emotion, the memories.
After Cache Junction, number 844 made stops in Brigham City and Ogden several hours later. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.